You are listening to Concert Blast.
I want action tonight, satisfaction all night.
She said, take me on a highway out of here.
What's it all? Mama's falling danger. Lose it all, rolling the dice of her life.
I won't forget you, baby.
I won't forget you.
Even though I should, yeah.
Like every rose has its thorn, like every night has its dawn.
From St. Louis, Missouri, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name's Melissa. I'm from Guest, Kentucky, and I'm listening to Concert Blast.
Woo! I'm Mike French from St. Louis, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm here at the Brett Michael Show. My name is Jill, and I'm listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Drew from Bell Buckle, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Terrell Lenore from Kentucky, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Pete Evans from the Brett Michaels Band, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Well, I see him on the TV preaching about the promised lands. He tells me believing Jesus steals the money from my hands. Some say he was a good man, Lord, I think he sinned, yeah, yeah. Twenty-two years of mental tears, cries of suicidal Vietnam bear. We fought a losing war on a foreign shore to find his country and to want him back. The bullets took his best friends in Saigon. Our lawyers took his wife, his kids, no regrets. Any time I don't remember, and a war he can't forget. He cried, forgive me for what I'd done there, cause I never meant the things I did. And give me something to believe in, there's a Lord above. I give you something to believe in. Oh, Lord, arise.
Hi, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Tom Thompson
and
Brian Hasbrook.
We are here backstage, the Wild Horse Saloon, once again.
And you know what? This is going to be a wild night tonight, won't it?
Who are we here to see, Tom?
We're here to see Brett Michaels.
Some excited people out here tonight, don't we?
Yeah!
Hey, what's your name? Where you from?
Stacy Freeze from Atlanta, Georgia.
Did you drive in from Atlanta for this?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness. And your name?
Christy Keelan from Dawsonville, Georgia.
Well, and your name?
Ruby Stranger from West Virginia.
West Virginia. Now, where you from?
I'm from here.
Hey, we got a Nashvillean here. So, have you ever seen Brett Michaels before?
I have not. This is my first time.
Ever seen Poison?
I have not. No. We're first-timers. We're first-timers.
Well, that's great. Okay, now, you know the songs real well, everybody? Everybody know the songs real well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Every rose
has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn.
Bring it!
Every
That's right. Okay, here's the craziest wild one, I think. What's your name? Where are you from?
Teresa Carroll, Portland, Tennessee!
Okay, tell us your favorite Red Michael song, quickly.
That has to be Every Rose. I love it.
Are you going to hear it tonight?
Yes.
I think you're probably right there. Y'all have fun.
Okay. Thank you.
Enjoy, everybody.
That's right.
Thanks.
Woo. That's just a start right there. I tell you. That's
wonderful.
Start.
I think by about the third song, ain't nobody going to be able to do that.
Okay, if I can have your attention, please. Okay. What we're going to do after this young lady passes out here. Very briefly, I'm going to open the door to go into the room. Red Michaels is not yet in the room, okay? We're going to let you into the room. I need to keep into a line, okay? Make sure that you have your cameras ready. Make sure that you have your caps off your pens, okay? Ready to go. One autograph, one picture, okay? Period. If you ask for more, you will be pushed right out of the line, okay?
So people are going through the line, going to back to meet Bret Michaels and get a picture, an autograph or something, say hi.
Real and quickly, though.
Very quickly.
Yep.
Or you get pushed out of line.
That's what they say.
Hey, y'all ready to see Bret?
Absolutely.
All right, what's your name? Where are you from?
Angela Edwards. I'm from Pulaski, Tennessee.
Oh, you didn't have to go too far then.
Nah.
How about you?
I'm with her husband, Tim.
Tim! From Pulaski, then.
That's right.
All right. What's your name?
I'm Lisa.
Where are you from, Lisa?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Now, did you drive down here for this show?
I did. I'm in love with Bret. I think that he likes me, too. He just doesn't know it yet.
How about you?
I'm Mike.
Mike.
My boyfriend.
Does Mike have anything to say about that statement right there? What's Mike got to say about it?
4 weeks ago, he kissed her, and I took the picture.
Right on.
Celebrities don't count.
Celebrities. Free pass.
That's right.
Can we get y'all's picture?
Goes both ways.
Yeah. We sent him 3 weeks ago.
In St. Louis.
In St. Louis, Missouri.
Ameristar, yeah. What these are for our daughters.
Oh, okay.
We got ours 4 weeks ago. These are for the daughters. They weren't very happy.
They were mad at us. My daughter's 4, and she has Bret Michaels on her iPod. She loves them.
What's her favorite song? It's a 4-year-old.
Every Rose.
Every Rose, of course.
She knows the words.
3 weeks ago in St. Louis, you said.
February 14th.
Yep.
Valentine's Day.
Was that Valentine's Day present?
Yes, so this was Christmas present.
Hey, guys, where are y'all from?
Clarksville.
Clarksville? Not too far. What's your name?
Annette Martin.
Annette Martin, you're here with?
Damon.
All right.
My son.
Your son. Wow. So how long ago did you introduce him to, I guess, Poison probably first, right?
Yeah, that was it.
So what's your favorite Bret Michaels song?
I like all of them.
Rockers. Have you seen him before by himself?
No.
Seen him with Poison?
I've seen him with Poison.
These people saw him in St. Louis, so said, look out. Great show.
Now, this is my 17-year-old son. Nobody believes.
You don't look that old for a 17-year-old son. Wow. That's very cool.
Now, you know who's in the band since you've already seen them already, right?
Lucky Chucky will humor us on the drums. Ray Ray plays bass. Pete Evick plays lead guitar. Rob is the keyboardist.
Now, I guess Bret will play guitar from time to time, right?
Every now and then, when he's done looking cute.
Do you believe this? When he's done looking cute.
I know this guy can't be the jealous type.
I'm a musician, kid. Man. I don't care. I play in a band every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I check off tonight to come down here.
Now we're here with a famous musician all the way from St. Louis, Missouri. Now, here's the name of the band.
Caution.
Caution. And your name is?
Mike French.
Yeah, we already heard that once, but we'll hear it again.
Yeah.
Are they any good?
Yeah, they rock. They really are good.
A lot of years I've been doing it.
Yeah.
I own my own club.
So you're booked all the time.
Anytime
right.
I want to play. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. For 7 years straight.
Crowd?
Yeah. I've been here 7 years.
Now, how about the other nights of the week?
Karaoke by me. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I'm the music guy.
Yeah.
I can sing karaoke too.
You can.
I can.
So what's the name of the place?
Hot Spot.
The Hot Spot?
That's it.
Where is it?
Uptown, High Ridge, Missouri.
Go see the Hot Spot. Great talking to you guys.
Well, it's nice talking to you.
Thank you. I suppose somebody just walked in the room, Tom.
Yeah, I wonder how we could figure that one out.
There were some screams. Do what now?
I think he's in here now.
You're not getting excited now, are you?
No, never.
What is your name? Where are you from?
Beth Bishop. Originally from Houston, Texas. Moved here in 96.
Oh, wow. What have you got there for Brett?
It's a birthday card and ceramic guitar.
Ceramic guitar.
When is his birthday? I don't know.
15th of March.
That's fairly close.
Tell us what a couple of your favorite songs by Brett Michaels.
Rain.
She's saying Brett Michaels. Yeah.
That's right. She's saying Brett Michaels, absolutely.
I've been a fan ever since he's been singing.
Are you a Poison fan?
Oh, yeah.
Is this a card to go along with it?
Yeah.
You got like a poster-sized card for him. I bet a phone number's in there, too.
there you go, man. Thank you, bud. What's your name? Where are you from?
Ellie, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, at least we got a local girl here. We're getting all out of towners, man. So this is the first time you've seen Brett by himself?
Yes.
Have you seen Poison before?
Let's say I've been a big fan of him since the 1980s. So I'm like her. I'm with her. So song from him is Fallen Angel. I just thought this night would never come. I'm so glad it did.
And really?
So, I bet you were one of the first ones to get tickets, weren't you?
Yeah.
So you're like first, second row, where?
Actually, my best friend and I are in first row, right, Beth? First row.
Is that
first
all?
Row.
That's it.
Well, so how much space you got up there right now? Darn.
So this is kind of like a dream come true for you, huh?
Definitely, yes. Oh, and by the way, I love all his videos. His videos are awesome.
Do you love more of the acoustic videos or more out rocking videos?
Both.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Terena Lenore. We're both from Kentucky.
From Kentucky. So are you staying here tonight?
We are.
I don't blame you there. Tell us a couple of your favorite songs by Brett Michaels.
I like Stay With Me.
So have you seen Brett by himself
I have
before?
Never seen Poison or him by himself, so this is
neither.
My first.
Wow.
Yeah, we got right up on stage. So.
Whoa, nothing wrong with that. What's your name? Where are you from?
Jill Murphy from Ashland City, Tennessee.
You didn't go too far then, did you?
No.
So you got a very cool hat. Maybe he'll wear it on stage tonight. Well, you're hoping, I guess, right?
I'm hoping.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Michelle. I'm from Bristol, Tennessee.
So did you drive from Bristol all the way down here tonight?
Yes, sir. I sure did.
I guess you're not going back tonight, are you?
No, I'm not.
Wow.
Not without Brett.
Oh, I heard that.
22 years later, baby.
Man, I tell you what, I am excited tonight. I mean, these people are just ready for Brett Michaels. What do you think?
Yes, they are definitely ready because you heard the screaming, you heard the singing, and everybody's excited. They came in from all over, too, didn't they?
I'm really shocked. I thought it'd be kind of a local thing tonight. But we have people from where? St. Louis and Kentucky and...
Well, the thing about it, too, is, I mean, there is snow everywhere, especially up, you know, west and north. And these people, guess what? They're here anyway. They're here to... Probably, I'd say most of them are going to spend the night somewhere in Nashville because I sure wouldn't be going that way.
And why would that happen tonight? What's happening in the weather in Nashville?
It is snowing, snowing, snowing.
Snowing like you would not believe right now. And it's not snowing enough for me to get a $200 room. I can tell you that.
We can creep home the 15 miles.
We'll slip and slide. I got about 2 jackets, 3 sweatshirts, a scarf, and maybe a pair of gloves out there. I'm good.
All right.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Brooke Robinson. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
And who are you here with?
My name is Ashley, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, too.
And I work for WSM Radio.
I was going to say, y'all looked important. I was wondering what y'all were doing here.
Yeah, what are y'all doing? What are you talking about?
We're a podcast.
Your podcast?
Yeah, check it out.
Very
check it
cool.
out.
Let me see.
All I know is when you got a combination of Johnny Cash and Led Zeppelin, it's got to be good. I was going to say, okay.
Are y'all from here?
We are. Oh, cool. We are. We definitely are.
You might need to know. Call me. We might be able to do something together one day. Yeah, I was named after him, except I'm boy or girl, I was Brooks Robinson, but now I'm Brooks.
I was going to say, that's a very...
He's a third baseman in the Orioles, except I'm wrong color.
Uh-oh.
Wrong color, a little younger.
Yeah, got to mention that. Absolutely, same here. We'll see y'all. Bye-bye. All right. That was exciting. Finally, the line has ended, so I guess we're going to head back downstairs. What do you think?
Yeah, let's go back down and maybe talk to people in the crowd. What do you think?
There's some crazy people out here tonight, so I'm sure they'll be willing to talk to us. What do you think, Brian?
There are some women amongst them. So.
Yeah.
I am really shocked at the ratio.
What do you think the ratio is?
I think the ratio is 70-30.
70-30? What do you think it is?
I'd say 80-20.
I was thinking 70-32 as well.
Anyway. We'll count them out and see.
75-25.
Yeah. Right. We are waiting for the Brett Michaels show.
Patiently. What's the time?
Here we go. Woo!
So here we are back in the crowd, and Brett Michaels is about to take the stage.
You can't hear this thing? I can't hear you, man.
Yeah, no, it's loud out here, isn't it?
Yeah, the music's loud and the people are too.
Let's go talk to some fans.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Kimberly Moore.
Happy birthday!
What's your name?
Shane.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
I'm Janie, and I'm her mother.
Are you kidding me?
No.
So it's your reason. It's her birthday.
Right.
It's my mama.
That's what she said. I thought it was your sister.
Oh. She was how
old? Oh, 7th and 8th grade.
Y'all take care. Bye.
Thank you,
Mom. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
We're from Texas.
And what are you doing here tonight?
See Brett Michaels.
Oh, wow.
This 40-year-old woman loves Brett Michaels.
Have you ever seen him before?
Never.
Not by himself?
Not, no. Just, you know, on videos when I was in high school, I've been watching him ever since then.
Not even Poison?
But I've never seen him. My friend has seen him like 3 times.
You're in for a treat tonight. I'll tell you that right now.
This is so awesome. I cannot believe I'm here this close. It's going to be great.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Laura from Clarksville, Tennessee.
So, is it your birthday?
It is.
Now, you're here to celebrate it with Brett Michaels?
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
All right, here we go. I got to ask everybody here something. Ready? Are you ready for Brett? What do you think, Brian? Do you think these people are ready?
I believe so.
I haven't seen a crowd so ready.
I think about 20% are standing up dancing just to the music before.
When it hits the stage, you need to be careful because there's a sea of estrogen out there. Get out of the way.
Hey, sir, what's your name?
My name is Alan. You know who I am.
Yeah, Alan is our special guest tonight. Along with his wife, he's not talking to us. Right, wife?
Right.
Oh, you talk. Thank you. So they're our guests tonight. Okay, you ever seen Poison?
No.
So y'all are ready, huh?
Yes.
What's some of your favorite songs?
Every thorn has a rose.
No way around? Every rose has a thorn.
Oh, is that it? Sorry.
Nice talking to you.
And hey,
are you ready for Brett Michaels?
Yeah! Hey, I got a Brett Michaels fan over here. What's your name? Where are you from?
Melissa from Kentucky.
So what are you doing here tonight?
Seeing Brett.
You did a great job getting these people singing tonight.
Oh, they loved it, didn't they?
I did.
Yeah,
I've never seen a crowd so pumped before out here.
There's no doubt about it. This girl's going crazy too, can you tell?
Man, I feel sorry for you. You got to control these people, right?
I love it.
Susanna?
That's right.
From the Wild Horse Saloon.
That's right. The big security girl.
Right.
Buffalo
Dam. Aren't I intimidating? That's why they picked me.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Let's walk around a little bit more.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Mine's Rayanna Windrow from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
And who are you here with?
What's your name? My name's Misty Wilson from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
So I heard a rumor that you're Brett Michaels' favorite band.
I am his favorite fan! Absolutely!
You got how many tattoos now?
I've got 5 tattoos. 2 are Brett Michaels' tattoos.
We didn't see you backstage.
I'm trying to get backstage! Hook me up! Look, I have loved Brett Michaels since I was 8 years old.
Wow.
I'm 29.
Yeah, we're important, but we're not that important.
Come on, hook me up, please.
Hey, when would we could? We can't, so we
am. Oh, I'm sure you can. Right. You can do it. Come
what song can y'all sing together, Brett Michaels?
Anything.
Well, come on, come on, come on.
What do you want?
Here, whatever.
What do you want? Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't nothing for nothing but a good time.
And it don't get better than this.
Woo!
gracious.
That's crazy, man.
We can't walk 5 feet without somebody.
Oh, they're all looking at it.
Come on!
This is awesome, isn't it? Hey, have you ever seen Bret Michaels before?
No.
You're excited?
Yes.
All right. What are you looking forward to hearing?
A fallen angel. Yeah.
Yo, where y'all from?
Huntsville, Alabama.
What's your name?
Ashley.
Gabrielle.
Right, here they come.
Show. Stay tuned for the review.
That's right, man. It's going to be a good one.
Now, as we talk about the review for the Bret Michaels concert tonight at the Wild Horse Saloon, the first thing they did, the backup band came out first.
Yeah, and they said, okay, we're going to see if everything sounds good. You got to hear us do one song. What song was that, Brian?
Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. Yes, and then they looked at each other, changed some things around on the stage, and then they waited for Bret Michaels to come out.
I mean, we're talking about thousands of screaming women were waiting for Bret Michaels to come out.
And boy, were they screaming. As you heard from the people we talked to in the crowd before the show, this is one crazy place tonight.
They were crazy. You know what was so much fun about it? Was Bret was so much into the show that, man, he had them by the palm of his hand.
And when he came out, he hit the stage with a Poison classic,
Talk Dirty to Me.
He had the crowd singing and screaming at the top of their lungs.
And of course, then he said, okay, we're going to go way back to the very first Poison album. This is the title track off it, and it's called Look What the Cat Dragged In.
Oh my God, look what the cat dragged in.
He says, I love being in Nashville. He says, tonight, we're going to hear all kinds of music. We're going to hear Poison. We're going to hear Solo. And we're going to play a bunch of covers tonight.
And he said, this is one of the best Southern songs out there. Of course, we're talking about Sweet Home Alabama. And man, I tell you what, he got that crowd singing. They were really digging it, weren't they?
Yes. But after this song, he got his black 12-string acoustic out.
That was that Yamaha thing, right, man?
It was, man.
He said, you helped us put this song in the top 10, Nashville. And it is the Poison song again.
I won't forget you.
It's better to be lost and love than never to be loved at all. I won't forget you, baby.
But Mike, you were talking before about this is one of his favorite towns. Remember when he played, I think, The Wheel right down here on Lower Broad?
Just
a little old country bar right down the street over here, man.
That's when he was doing his country music stuff, huh?
His is a mix of rock country anyway, isn't it?
It could be if it's just acoustic.
That's very true. Very true.
It's time for him to go to the solo stuff. He went to one of his solo albums and from the Songs of Life, and he pulled out the song Bittersweet.
The next song you broke into was a redo of an old Long as a Messina tune, which was Your Mama Don't Dance.
You know there's no excuse, you know you're gonna lose, you know when. I'll say it again.
And it's all because
your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to hit the town, where do you go?
He said, hey, man, we're just warming up now. We're going to get the party started now. He says, okay, we're going to do a new one for you. It's from the upcoming CD, Rock of Love, and that song is Driven.
She says, roll me up and down this highway, baby. She was born to ride high like a rolling stone. Oh, yeah. She wants it a little faster. So, baby, if you ask her, she said, take me on a highway out of here. Play guitar now.
What was really neat about that is he had his electric guitar out at that time. But remember at the end of the song how he held it out over all the audience and he just let all the girls.
Yeah, he wanted everybody to kind of swap at it. Of course, a few people grabbed it. He's like, no, I just want you to kind of play it, you know, swap back and forth at it. So they caught on. Well, Brett came out and he just respects our armed forces just heavily. He always has. This is where he was telling the crowd about going actually to Iraq and playing for all the servicemen out there, and he said, I'll tell you what, man, there was bombs going all around us, and he says, I just grew even a bigger respect for our armed services, and he said, I dedicate this to everybody in the armed services giving their everything for our country, especially those now in Iraq. Of course, that song is Something to Believe In.
I give me something to believe.
That sounded so good. I just love that song, that acoustic. It was very cool.
What was really neat is when he got Big John out there on the stage and he had him to film the audience so he can burn that back to them through the internet.
Which is nice because it was shot of the crowd from behind. Of course, we couldn't see that on the monitors from the side of the stage.
Yeah, and then he had the crowd waving back and forth too. I mean, he really got the crowd into it. So, I mean, I can't wait to see that video. He's like, okay, we're going to go back to some Poison songs there and we're going to sit there and we're going to do a little bit of Unskinny Bop. And of course, the bass started off. The crowd went crazy.
What's been going on?
They were singing that song, weren't they?
They were singing all the songs tonight. It was time to do another cover song. This song really surprised me because he pulled out something. He said one of the very first songs I learned how to play on the acoustic guitar, a Bob Dylan tune.
Oh, yeah. I tried to tell you, man. I knew what I heard. Knocking on Heaven's Door.
How'd you like that song? Everybody was singing that, weren't they?
Well, you can't hardly help singing Dylan's song, man.
You really can, man. It just sounded great, too. And this crowd, like we said, were just singing our way.
He went to another slow song, keeping his acoustic out there. And he says, when he sings out here in Nashville, Tennessee, he still gets goosebumps. And that's why he keeps doing this. He lives to do this kind of stuff for a living. As he walked into this Poison song that he said we all made, number one, which is,
Every Rose Has Its Thorn. And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
That acoustic sounded so good on that. I tell you, Brett just nailed it on that one. Of course, the crowd was just singing away on that song.
This song also is when he said he wrote this song in Dallas, Texas, in a laundromat.
Yes.
Back wow. In his with Poison, of course. The last song of the night came out with another Poison hit.
Which I'll have to add is my favorite Poison song by far. Of course, we're talking about
Fallen Angel. Cause sometimes you can't see.
He said goodnight. and listen to this enthusiastic crowd.
Brett Michaels leaving the stage, Tom.
Man, I tell you what a powerful show, man.
I tell you what, this crowd is something else, man. I tell you, I can't believe.
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, standing on the chairs, just doing everything you can't imagine.
What'd you think about this so far, Brian?
Well, other than wanting to come back for a little bit longer, it's pretty good. I wish they'd crank it up a little bit louder, though.
The guitar's kind of soft, isn't it?
If they just crank it up a couple more notches, it'd be fantastic.
I agree.
And as you hear the crowd chanting for more.
You think they want more, Mike?
I believe you're right on that.
Woo, they got the lights flashing now.
The bar lights are red. And so you got a red glow in here.
But they got lights all around the stage, too. It looks very cool.
And everybody keeps screaming. There goes the spotlight going in a circle.
Yep. He's probably back there changing.
He had to work up a sweat tonight.
There's no doubt about it.
Clearing things off the stage.
I'm thinking it's going to make us wait a while. Nobody's leaving, though. Here they come. I tell you what, man, nothing like a crazy crowd screaming, standing on the chairs. Can't just wait for Brett to come back out.
Big John came out there to the microphone at the end of the encore, and boy, he had some words to say. It was not very clean.
No, not at all.
He got through those words and brought Brett back out.
And they did one more song. Brett says, I'm not leaving this place until everybody in this place has what?
Nothing but a good time. And of course, that led right into the song, Nothing But A Good Time. Talking about the crowd singing that song. I mean, by far, they sang that louder than any song he sang the whole entire night.
And then again, he did his rap version of White Boys Rapping, as Brian said.
Yeah.
I thought it wasn't bad for a white boy.
No, not at all.
And he used the word Tennessee, but he was going so fast, I didn't understand half the words.
I did catch Tennessee in it.
And that was the evening.
Brett basically walked all on the front of the stage, slapping hands and shaking hands with most of the people lining in the front of the stage. And then he finally walked off.
And listen to what it sounded like when the show was over.
Listen, we're going to stay in here with the band, and we're going to party, and we're going to hang up with the merch, and we're going to have ourselves a good time. You guys, make yourself at home. We've got a whole lot of music we're going to crank out as PA. Let's go old school and just throw a party in here tonight. How's that sound? Have a great time. We'll see you all in a few. God bless. Give us some lights and give us some big old Van Halen right now. Come on.
So Brett Michaels is not leaving the stage. He's shaking hands to everybody.
He's going to everybody around the first of the stage there. The girls are crowding the stage, too.
I thought he said he wasn't leaving. He was going to play some more.
What'd you think, Alan?
It's an awesome show. Got awesome rock show. And roll. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, about an 8. Well, they're pretty good rock and rollers. They are getting up there in years. You know, they can't really sing like they used to. They can't really hit the high notes like they used to, but they can still rock and roll like they used to.
I agree with you. Thanks for hanging out with me. Let's hear about a story about you.
It's her birthday.
Yeah.
We live in Indiana.
Yeah?
It was 3 feet of
snow, sleeting when we left and drove up here. Get up here and now she's only sleeping here, but it don't matter because she loves Brett Michaels and she wanted to come up with us.
So you like Brett Michaels?
I love Brett Michaels.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
What's your name?
Peggy.
And you're from where?
Indiana.
What part of Indiana?
Southern Indiana. This is like the eighth time that we've seen him in concert.
How'd you like his show tonight?
It's pretty good. Pretty good, yeah. We saw him whenever he was in Louisville. He was at Phoenix Hill.
Yeah. And it was at Phoenix Hill?
Yes. And we were there.
I'm getting ready to go out to Rocklahoma in the summertime.
Yeah, I saw that. Y'all going?
Yeah. Went last year. It's great.
Where's Jeff? Jeff's going to be there playing, I think.
Oh, is he really? Who's he playing?
Cinderella. Jeff LaBar, guitarist.
Oh, I was so excited when I heard Dave's going to make the bill.
Oh, really? Tell him.
Which one is
he'd love to hear that. Yeah. Jeff. Yeah. How'd you like the show tonight, Miguel?
It was great.
Yeah. Did
right you on. Did I loved it.
Did you learn anything?
I always learn every concert I go.
No, no.
Something always a little new I can throw into my show.
There you go. Now you need to get Brett at your place.
Well, it's in the works.
The hot spot?
It's in the works.
It's in the works? Is
right.
It really?
Yeah. I know this is Jeff LaBar behind me, right?
Yeah, you know Jeff?
I'm going to say hi to him in a minute. I know.
They're touring this summer, too, with Warren.
I know.
I'm sure.
I'll check that out.
He said it's probably be June when they're going out.
It's all original members, right?
And they're working on a deal right here.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Do y'all do any Cinderella?
We don't know Cinderella, but I got every one of their cassette tapes.
It's time to restack, restart.
I'm 36. 80s is what I grew up in.
Oh. Well, I grew up in the 70s, I tell you that.
Hey, how you doing? What do you think of the show?
He rocked my world.
Oh.
These Nashville girls are mean. They went front row.
Man, girls.
Oh,
they let you up, though.
Girls.
Down in front, man. I jumped back. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I just stood on a chair.
So what do you think?
Awesome. Great.
Oh, you liked it, huh?
Loved it.
What part you like the best?
Brett.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, where are you from?
Charlotte.
What'd you think about the show tonight?
I loved it.
Yeah, what's your
Brett.
Best part?
All of it.
All of
when
it.
When he looked at me.
When he looked at you?
Yeah.
In the eyes?
Yeah.
Well, how sweet that is. Huh?
How sweet is that? I mean, that's my man. I love him. I've loved him like forever. And like, seriously, are you recording me? Because I sound really stupid, but that's okay because I love Brett Michaels.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, where are you from?
Lexington, Kentucky.
Woo. You drove down here for this show?
Yes, sir.
Not hard.
Both of you?
No, yeah. I'm from Charlotte, Tennessee.
We met at the show.
Oh, okay.
But it's awesome.
Y'all take care. Y'all be careful.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. We're over here by the merchandise booth. The backup band, Evic, is here, which is actually the Brett Michaels band. Hey, this is Pete here. Pete Evic, right?
Pete Evic, that's right.
I'm Mike Arnold from Concert Blast.
How are you doing, brother?
Doing great. Jeff LaBar said he's friends with you guys.
I know. I'm going to look for Jeff right now.
He's right over here. I'll show him to you.
I'm going over there right now.
Okay.
You have a good time tonight?
A great time. You did a great job, by
thank
the way.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank
very
you
good guys. Job tonight, man. Take care of yourself. Hey. How you doing?
Fantastic.
This is the drummer for Brett Michaels' band, right?
It is.
What's your name?
I'm Chuck.
Chuck? Great job tonight.
Thank you very much.
I like your hairdo, by the way.
Thank you.
He's the one with a mohawk. I'm sitting here with a lady after the show. What's your name?
My name's Lisa Thompson.
Lisa, where are you from?
I'm from Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Bowling Green, Kentucky?
Yeah, and I bought Brett's shirt.
You bought a shirt?
Yeah.
Nice.
My husband thinks that they poured water on it and charged me $100. You know, that might be the case, but I don't care. If he even looked at it, it's all good. I'll just, like, frame it in my house and be like, yeah, rock star.
Okay, it's time to do the blast scale. Okay, Mike's going to start it off.
Well, you know, it almost looked just like a Poison set to me. I mean, he only did two solo songs, and the rest of it was like songs that you would hear at a Poison concert. Even the cover songs was like from the Poison.
I was shocked about that, man.
Yeah.
Me too.
So, it was like a Poison show, but it was still a good one, a very enthusiastic crowd. He knows how to work the crowd. To me, he had some errors. Of course, he used some language.
He didn't use it as much as Rick Springfield did.
That's true.
Believe it or not.
That's true.
But he did use some. So I'm going to give him a point off for using about five of my ticks there. He didn't use anything that was R-rated, of course. He had some words in his songs, and of course, he put them there sometimes. Another thing I didn't like too much about it, he talked awful lot in between songs, but he kept the crowd enthusiastic when he talked. So therefore, if I wasn't giving it a knocking off a point for the language, I'd have to say it was a 9.2. So it's going to be an 8.2 for Bret Michaels.
Okay. All right, Brian, what did you think of the show?
Well, I tell you, I thought the set list was amazing. I was expecting a lot more of his solo material. I really was. But like Mike said, it was a good solid 80-85% Poison material. The set was long. He got the crowd well involved. He was having fun up there, man. The only negative I was thinking, and it wasn't the performance, it was the sound level. It was a little quiet. It just needed to come up a couple notches, man. Other than that, it was great, and I'd easily give it a 9.0.
I've seen Poison several times. Never saw Bret Michaels by himself, so I was excited about the show. One of the biggest things I saw was how much he interacted with the crowd. I mean, they were just really into Bret. He really knows how to entertain. Yes, I was kind of surprised, too, that the majority of the songs were Poison, which was fine with me because I don't know a whole lot about Bret's single stuff. I know some of it, but he really put on a great performance. The band was really good, too. And I'll definitely have to give it a 9.2.
All right, there's our blast scale. And you heard our review. Now it's time to say goodnight. But before we do, we can't say goodnight without saying a big thank you to Mike Davis and the Wild Horse Saloon for doing all that you do for us. And we do thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Every day we come in here, Mike is more than friendly, cooperative, and giving. Every time we come in here, we thank you very much, Mike Davis, and your staff.
Absolutely. We have such a great time, and we do appreciate it, and we look forward to the summer. You got some great shows coming up. So, guys, if you're anywhere close to Nashville, you got to step into Wild Horse Saloon. If you're going to be here in a night, they got some great shows here. Stop by and see them.
And, of course, you always got to send us an email at concertblast@gmail.com. And don't forget to get on our website and also vote for us.
That's right, man. We need you to vote. Just go to the vote link and click on that and just click on it. You don't have to leave a comment if you want to. Only leave nice comments. So definitely vote for us. We would definitely appreciate it. Anything we can do or any shows that we can definitely do out there, let us know.
Is that it, guys?
That's it.
I think this is it from the Wild Horse. We are rocking out of here. And for Concert Blast, this is Tom signing off.
It's Mike signing off.
And this is Brian signing off. Good night.
Until Woo! Next time, God bless you.
We'll see ya.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.